I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Careful, he's going to hit the wall.
Aaron, our producer, is going to hit the wall.
Yeah. So you know when people just turn and they've had enough? You can very clearly tell that with Aaron, but today's not one of those days. So we could make this podcast last forever, couldn't we, Aaron, without you giving us the wrap-up signal?
I'm volunteering at school this morning, so chop, chop.
What are you doing?
It's kind of like PE, but it's lamer.
So if it's...
It's like a gross motor skills thing for the little ones, for the preppies. And I swore I'd never volunteer for it again. I did it when Remy was in prep, and here I am 4 years later.
What you do for the eldest, you have to do for the youngest.
I know, that's why I'm back.
That's why I did nothing for the eldest.
Hey, I got a message from our music guy here at work who messaged me and just wanted me to ask if you had fun at Rita Ora last night. Please.
I didn't go because he gave the tickets to someone who deserved it.
Who deserves tickets to a concert?
Oh, someone who works hard.
All right, here's the best of today's show.
The best of, it's all of today's show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Yes, every Wednesday we live in hope that we have a wonderful good news story to celebrate Hump Day.
That's right. It's been a few weeks since the camels of this world have provided us with fodder.
But today, drought ends right now.
Camels of the world!
Spice up your life!
Every hump and every whore!
Spice up your life!
Beautiful camel. Now, the story that I bring you today, in spite of it being, I'm happy that it's about a camel, but I'm very saddened because it's a terribly sad story, Sarah.
Oh, gosh.
A police camel in India. I didn't even know they had police camels, so that's all good. A police camel in India is depressed after his handler... A police officer passed away very suddenly of a heart attack. The camel will not eat. The camel will not drink. They don't know what to do with it. And that, my friends, is how loyal camels are. I needed the sad music through that because it's terribly sad.
I feel really uncomfortable because we play the sad music as a joke and I don't think that that's actually like... It's legitimate real life sad.
There's a Spice Girls song. I'm like, as we go
That's
on.
Not sad. That's a graduation song.
That's sad. Girls. This is a sad camel story. In fact,
it's by
a terribly
vitamin C, not
depressing
the Spice
way
girls.
To start. Who's it by?
Oh, my God. Ava
vitamin
Max,
C.
Sweet But Psycho plays now with those two girls.
Sarah. I've got to get your thoughts on something that's happening in my family. I want you to dissect it with me and tell me if you think it's as odd as I do. So my eldest daughter turns 8 this weekend.
Mm, that's right.
And she obviously has given me a present list. And there's one thing at the top that she wants more than anything else.
Okay.
Anything else in the toy aisles of Kmart and Big Dub and Target.
Okay.
Right? It trumps all of them.
What is it?
A mortar and pestle. Okay?
Like a kit. The
kitchen thing that people use to grind spices and nuts and make pesto and things like that in.
Yes, I have one.
Can you give it to her? Because she is beside herself.
What does she want to do with it?
She's obsessed with mermaids at the moment. So she wants to grind up shells to make mermaid potions, right? She's also asking me to go to the butcher and ask for the hearts of mythical creatures.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we are at a level of mermaid obsession that, look, I've had it up the wazoo, but there's no doubt about it. And now there's a mortar and pestle at the top.
Wow.
I mean, do I get her that? I mean, it's a harmless gift. Do you reckon I do it?
100% Okay. You get it. That's a great gift.
I mean, it's creative, I suppose.
Okay, you just put some rules in place. It's outside only and she can't. It weighs a ton, Sarah. My mortar and pestle weighs like 4 kilos. So be careful.
Okay. But have any, like, talk me through weird presents in your family.
Oh, look, my eldest son, Remy, has recently asked for a gold chain. And I was like, what? Like, I said, for like to wear around your neck. Like,
has he been watching old episodes of Acropolis Now?
That's
or
it.
Something?
I'm like, where is this coming from? He's like, no, not to wear it, just to like, he said, I think I'm going to love the weightiness of the gold and the feel of it on my hand. Like, you know, when you hold a gold chain up and then snake it down onto the palm of your hand.
So this is like a sensory
thing.
It's like
I think he must have been.
That's the line he's going with. But knowing this kid, you can dead set guarantee that would be under his school uniform quicker than you can say happy birthday.
I think he thinks it's also going to look cool. And I said, please don't. But anyway, I'm like, okay, gold chain.
I mean, I suppose I asked for a hedge trimmer for my birthday.
Well, grown-ups can ask for weird things, Sarah. I don't think it's just in the children territory. What
does it become weird or practical?
Well, that's my girlfriend, Kim, and her family are practical present givers, always have been. Like her 21st birthday, she asked for a shower caddy. But not like Bed Bath & Beyond, not like Adair's, like Kmart.
For her 21st birthday?
That's meant to be a keepsake.
I guess it is.
Does she still have it?
All right, 13, 10, 60, guys.
Wait, did you just call it a keep soap? 13,
10, 60. What weird thing have you asked for your birthday? Or do you know someone who's bizarre birthday stakes?
How bizarre.
Josh on 13, 10, 60. What do you want for your B-day?
Yeah, your bidet? Just birthdays, fine there, Josh.
No, you're right. I've recently got into collecting cans to get like the 10 cents back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Times are tough.
And so I've actually asked for an extra bin because I want more space to collect more cans.
So you want a bin for your birthday, Josh?
A recycling bin.
Yes, thanks.
Like that would be council awesome. Recycling bin.
Oh, look, I'm only thinking small scale, like not a massive one, but, you know, just something I can chuck extra cans in.
And for an extra council bin, you have to stump up. There's one allocation per household.
But he wants it for his birthday.
Yeah, but a council, you can't get a council bin for your birthday.
I think you can.
Someone get the Lord Mayor on the phone, find out what he's got going on.
I think, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of ingenious.
Well, it's very practical and I like practical people. Let's see if Eilish is along those particular lines. What do you want for your birthday?
That's weird.
Laser hair removal.
Yes, queen. I've asked for that myself.
Yeah, it's very practical, you know.
It's very expensive, so better other people paying for it than you, right?
Exactly. And you don't need clutter in your life. Use something that you're actually going to get better.
You don't need hair in your life either, do you, Eilish?
No, you don't. Only on your head.
And what was the reaction from your loved ones when you asked for that?
Why do you need that? Hair's fine. Hair's natural.
Hair is fine and hair is natural, Eilish.
But you do you, I do me. So I want to get it removed.
All right. Well, happy birthday. I hope your dreams come true. Should it be hairy birthday for Eilish? Unhairy birthday.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
We're always on Instagram at Lise and Sarah if you want to hang out with us there.
Thanks, you're right. Buddy.
Hang out with us there. There we go.
That's it. Today, Junior. Well done. Now.
I watched that yesterday.
Okay, so that was a movie reference.
Well, from of course it's a movie reference.
From the movie Billy Madison.
Yes. Sarah, you haven't seen that movie,
yes,
have
I've seen
you?
It. How she do you think it. I know how to say today, Junior?
It's
because
know.
I've seen that cool movie. Anyway.
If wetting your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
Okay, this is taking a turn. I want to put us back on track because there's some outrage online about, I'll give you one guess, what kind of event causes mass outrage?
Your birthday. Because you're getting old. And every year it just hurts a little bit more.
No. Okay, I'll answer it for myself. It's a wedding, right?
Right. Now, okay, I'm with you.
In a closed Facebook group, a bridesmaid has gone rogue and written a diatribe statement about how her best friend and the groom are cutting costs at their wedding. So much so that at this barn-style celebration of their vows, they are cutting costs by not serving food.
Whoa.
At the wedding.
That's extreme.
So it'll be grog and no food. It starts in the morning, goes through to the night.
No.
Yes, there'll be riots. We can guarantee that. And of course, people are having their peace.
But that's irresponsible service of alcohol. Surely the venue provider, the service provider there would say, no, 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 you cannot provide alcohol
I imagine
food.
If they're cutting costs, it's probably Esky set up with booze
in
there.
Oh, it's not. It's in their own
yes,
barn.
Yes, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. But there are comments on there that are hilarious. And the one that has really piqued my interest is someone saying, oh, God, they should serve hot dogs at least.
I'm down for that.
I mean, can you imagine a wedding with hot dogs?
I mean, Sarah, our producer, Az, said to us earlier that he went to a wedding once when he was 18 or 19 years old and requested the kids' meal because he felt like nuggets. What was being served there, Az?
I think it was like chicken. Thanks, Scott. I think it was like chicken tenders.
Okay, so
and you went chicken
you
nuggets. There's not that much of a jump.
Chicken tenders were the kids' meal.
Oh, yes. Right.
So here is a grown man who would have been perfectly chuffed with hot dogs.
But wouldn't we all be perfectly chuffed with hot dogs? It's just we have to pretend
that we want the alternative drop fish or chicken.
You know, maybe this is true, isn't it? We would actually all be happy with a sausage sizzle at a wedding.
Wouldn't you just?
I'd be happy at a sausage sizzle for my birthday.
You know how I feel about the concept that I brought to life called the unparty.
What? I've never heard you talk about this before in my life.
What?
You can't just make up things and give me a wink. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sarah, I feel very strongly
the
about
un-party.
The concept.
It's just staying at home and watching Netflix. That's just a standard Friday night for you.
The concept. You've heard me talk about the
not.
Un-party. The un-party involves, it's the way I celebrate my children's birthdays. You have a party the old-fashioned way. You don't have paleo bloody things on paleo food on display. You just give them a rotten party bag. You put cordial in a jug. You serve them a bowl of cheesels the way we did it in our youth. No one gets harmed by that. You unparty the party. You forget the entertainers. You forget the bunting. You forget the stupid decorations that all these parents go to all this trouble. Same with weddings. Undo it. Unwedding it. There.
This makes me uncomfortable because my daughter's having a birthday party this weekend and I'm doing...
Oh, shivers, that's right. We went and bought half a shop full of mermaid stuff.
Sugar.
We made a promise that we were going to make you guys try this new little drink combo that's sweeping the internet.
Mm. What is it? I'm nervous because this is very early in the morning. I'm on an empty stomach.
Take the anger out. It could be something delicious.
Sarah, I've been nil by mouth since last night. I don't need his revolting concoctions. What is it?
Well, we've got producer Aaron here. Aaron, can you just lift up those two special ingredients?
Okay. All right.
Okay. We have Coke and milk. In front of us, with wine glasses, may
so this
I add.
So this is a bit of a thing on the internet at the moment. I've just got, you'll see the bit of paper there that's got the facts around it.
Okay.
Where people are combining milk and Coke for a delicious, tasty drink.
Well, I don't know if it's delicious because this paragraph here has just caught my eye. It says that pouring milk in Coke or vice versa results in a reaction where the acid, the phosphoric acid from the Coke sticks to the proteins of the milk.
Oh, God, don't make people switch over. What
happens? It creates lumps that settle at the bottom. So basically, it's curdled milk. I don't want to drink this.
Hang on, I'm going to crack it. You're sounding disgusted, though, because to me, lumps in Coke that's milk is just like, it's like a spider. I don't think it's going to be bad
that's
at all.
That's exactly what
it's
it is,
Sarah.
It's
not going to be.
So pour it in. Pour
what's
in a bit
ratio?
Of Coke.
So what's
let's
the
go 50-50.
No, I think, no, it's not 50. It's 3/4 Coke. Quarter milk.
Okay. I would have been happy with 50-50.
Why is there skim milk and why is there full
because
cream milk?
Because I don't drink full cream milk. I'm not a milk person,
catering.
Sarah. I don't like milk.
Right. Okay, princess.
So, hold on. I just want to, I'm just going to film this for our Instagram at Liz and Sarah. So
yuck.
Pour it in.
Yuck.
Oh, it looks so tasty.
It just looks like a coffee. I don't think this is going to be disgusting at all. In fact, I'm looking forward to tucking
in. Where are the
in.
Lumps on them?
Maybe it didn't lump.
Hang on. Here's, I'm pouring
maybe
the full
it's gonna
cream
lump
into
in
mine.
Oh, no, that's too full creamy.
Oh, I am so
Yeah, yours it looks bad with the skim milk, but
all
Sarah's
right.
looks
cheers.
Tasty.
This is going to be
Sarah's
nice.
Sarah's looks like Bailey's. Mine
okay,
looks
have
like
a, what do you think,
water.
Sarah? Sarah's actually taken a swig. Liz, you take a swig.
I think it's really nice.
I don't like milk.
Liz, take a swig. Come on. Let's go. Swig. Mouthful. Mouthful, Lise. What do you think?
Mine still tastes like Coke. What does yours taste
like? It tastes like milky Coke, and I like it.
To me, it tastes like Coke.
So what you're saying is you're happy with milk and Coke as a drink?
Yes, I think it's a thing. In fact, I think there's something in the bottom of that piece of paper that says it's called a brown cow in South Africa or what have you.
Look at Lee.
I don't need your insults.
I mean, I'd have it again. I'd pour it for myself again.
Well, that didn't have the...
I think it's vomit-inducing. It's more the thought of it. Something creamy mixed with something bubbly.
Now we're spit siblings.
Azzy, do you want to try?
Yeah, it just tastes like milk with a bit of Coke with a bit of a milk taste.
It's not inoffensive at all.
It's not. Look, you can try it at home.
Well, that was not the firecracker we expected to end.
It actually kind of fell flat in the end, like flatter than that Coke now is in that glass.
Well, let's just hope the breakfast show's got something great lined up because this was very disappointing.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sorry, before we went to the show, we were talking about Lee's volunteering at school and whatever she volunteers. So for the older, she has to volunteer for the youngest. Does that mean Baywatch is coming back? Remember last year you did Baywatch?
Well, the swimming carnival has been and gone. So this was Remy's last year at the swimming carnival for the junior school. So now I have to wait for Maxie to come through. And that starts in year two. So I've still got 2 years and then I'm back better than ever. And that gives me time to buy a red swimsuit.
You know, it's funny because my girl's swimming carnival is this week and she asked me if I could be a lifeguard.
Oh, yes.
And I said, no.
Why?
It is fun. I tell you, it's a fun job. It's so fun.
No, and you know what? I certainly didn't say no. Lise was a lifeguard for her boys, though, because she already thinks Lise is the duck's nuts.
They're going to Hawaii. Lise could lifeguard her in
Hawaii. Of course, on their trip, ride the motorbikes to the pool and then lifeguard.
I just have one more question before we wrap this podcast up, before Aaron gets angry at us. You know how you were saying your daughter wants a mortar and pestle for her birthday?
Yeah.
Where does she know about them from? And before you answer, is it because she's seen Lisa's mortar and pestle in her kitchen?
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. No, my sister has one and she's a foodie. So, yeah, I've got no such ingredients or appliances in my home. It's tuna bake or nothing.
Cool. Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Tuna unana.
No, Sarah. Delete that because that's going in a later break. We're keeping that. Don't spoil it.
I mean, gold
it.
Like that. How could you be throwing your diamonds out like that?
Don't spoil it. That's our next song parody. That's not going in this podcast.
For the 20 people who make it through to that point of the podcast, listen.
There must be a time where Ed Sheeran's walking to lunch during a recording session and he starts singing one of the songs he's singing and his manager has the same reaction as you just had to Sarah. No, Ed! Don't spoil it!
Don't spoil it, Sarah.
All right. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.